Lesson 46. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. Revelation, chapters 5 through 6, and chapters 19 through 22. Purpose. To encourage class members to face the future with hope, because they know that the forces of evil will be overcome, and the Savior will reign in triumph. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, and chapter 6. John sees through Revelation a book with seven seals and observes some of the events of the first six seals, or time periods. He sees that Satan has fought against the righteous in all time periods. B. Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 9, and chapter 20, verses 1 through 11. John sees that Satan will be bound, and Christ will reign in triumph during the millennium. C. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, through Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. John learns that after the last judgment takes place, the righteous will dwell with God. 2. Additional reading, Doctrine and Covenants, section 77. Bible Dictionary, Revelation of John, pages 762 through 763. 3. Suggestion for teaching. Above all, the most important preparation is of yourself. Prepare so as to have the influence of the Holy Ghost. Boyd K. Packer, Teach Ye Diligently, page 219. Each of us should be striving to live as the Savior lived, and to teach as he taught. Prayerfully consider what you can do to ensure that you are teaching with the influence of the Holy Ghost. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Display a recent newspaper and point out two or three distressing articles, such as accounts of crimes or natural disasters. How do you feel when you read about incidents such as these? Do not discuss individual incidents in detail. Have a class member read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Point out that we are living in the last days, in the times the Apostle Paul described as perilous. Explain that one of the challenges of living in the last days is learning to conquer fear and despair so we can overcome trials and temptations. This lesson will discuss how we can find hope and courage through an understanding of the events to come in the last days. Scripture discussion and application. Discuss how the following scripture passages can help us have hope as we face the difficulties of the last days. Help class members understand that the righteous do not need to fear the second coming. 1. Satan fights against the righteous. Discuss Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, and chapter 6. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that the first three chapters of the book of Revelation pertain to John's time. See Lesson 45. The rest of the book deals with events that were future to John, from the apostasy that occurred after the death of the apostles to the second coming of Jesus Christ and the final judgment. Explain that chapters 5 and 6 of Revelation use the symbol of a book sealed with seven seals, Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Each seal represents a thousand-year period of the earth's temporal existence, Doctrine and Covenants, section 77, verses 6 through 7. See the third additional teaching idea for more information on the seven seals. In chapter 6, the Lamb Jesus Christ opens the first six seals, showing John some of the events associated with each time period. One thing we learn from chapter 6 is that Satan has fought against the righteous throughout the history of the earth. According to Revelation chapter 6, verses 4 through 11, what are some ways he has done this? Answers may include those listed below. A. Violence and warfare, Revelation chapter 6, verse 4 and verse 8. B. Hunger and famine, Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 through 6 and verse 8. Explain that the Roman penny was an average day's wages, and a measure of wheat was one day's worth of food for one person. Verse 6 indicates that a day's wages would only buy a day's worth of food for one person. C. Persecution. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. What tactics does Satan use today to try to overcome the righteous? President Gordon B. Hinckley stated, "That war so bitter, so intense has gone on, and it has never ceased. It is the war between truth and error, between agency and compulsion, between the followers of Christ and those who have denied Him. His enemies have used every stratagem in that conflict. They've indulged in lying and deceit. They've employed money and wealth. They've tricked the minds of men. They've murdered and destroyed and engaged in every other unholy and impure practice to thwart the work of Christ. Opposition has been felt in the undying efforts of many, both within and without the church, to destroy faith, to belittle, to demean, to bear false witness, to tempt and allure and induce our people to practices inconsistent with the teachings and standards of this work of God. The war goes on. It is waged across the world over the issues of agency and compulsion. It is waged by an army of missionaries over the issues of truth and error. It is waged in our own lives day in and day out, in our homes, in our work, in our school associations. It is waged over questions of love and respect, of loyalty and fidelity, of obedience and integrity. We are all involved in it." Conference Report, October 1986, pages 55 through 58, or Ensign, November 1986, page 42 and pages 44 through 45. After making the comments quoted above, President Hinckley added, "We are winning the war against Satan, and the future never looked brighter." Conference Report, October 1986, page 58, or Ensign, November 1986, page 45. How can we maintain hope and a positive outlook as we fight the war against Satan? What resources do we have to strengthen us against the power of Satan and his followers? Answers may include the Scriptures and the teachings of living prophets, priesthood authority, temples, and association with other members of the church. 2. Satan will be bound, and Christ will reign in triumph during the millennium. Read and discuss Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 9, and Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 11. John identified many plagues, wars, and judgments that would occur before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapters 8 through 16. Then in Revelation chapter 19, he described the coming of the Lord, symbolized by a marriage supper. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 9. What does the wife of the Lamb represent? The Church of Jesus Christ. What does the symbol of the marriage supper, with Christ as the bridegroom and the church as the bride, suggest about the relationship between the Lord and His church? What must we do to be invited to this marriage supper? Elder Bruce R. McConkie explained, "The elders of Israel are now issuing the invitations to the marriage supper of the Lord. Those who believe and obey the gospel thereby accept the invitation and shall sit in due course at the marriage feast." Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, pages 563 through 564. The second coming of Jesus Christ will usher in the millennium, a thousand-year period when Christ will reign personally upon the earth. What will happen to Satan during the millennium? See Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. What will life be like when Satan is bound? See 1 Nephi chapter 22, verse 26, Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 55, and verse 58. How can we limit the power of Satan in our lives right now? After the millennium, Satan will be loose for a season, and one last great battle will be fought between the armies of God and the armies of Satan. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 8. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 111 through 113. This is sometimes called the Battle of Gog and Magog. What will be the result of this great battle at the end of the millennium? See Revelation chapter 20, verses 9 through 11, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 114 through 115. Since the result of the battle is already known, what is our responsibility regarding this victory? President Ezra Taft Benson said, "Each day the forces of evil and the forces of good enlist new recruits. Each day we personally make many decisions showing the cause we support. The final outcome is certain. The forces of righteousness will win. But what remains to be seen is where each of us personally, now and in the future, will stand in this battle, and how tall we will stand. Will we be true to our last days and fulfill our foreordained missions?" In His Steps, Ensign, September 1988, page 2. 3. After the last judgment, the righteous will dwell with God. Read and discuss selected verses from Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, through Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. After the last great battle, the final judgment will occur. What can we learn from Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, about how we will be judged? What blessings will come to those who are judged to be righteous? See Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 7. List class members' responses on the chalkboard. Answers may include those listed on the next page. Page 195. The righteous will, A, dwell in God's presence. Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. B, no longer experience death, sorrow, crying, or pain. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. C. Inherit all things as sons and daughters of God. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. How can knowledge of these great blessings help us as we face difficulties in mortality? Revelation chapter 21, verse 10 through Revelation chapter 22, verse 5 describes the celestial glory of the earth and the city in which those who have attained celestial glory will reside. Why is there no temple in the celestial city? See Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. The purpose of the temple is to bring us closer to God and teach us of His plan. When we live with Him again, temples will no longer be necessary. What does Revelation chapter 22, verse 14 tell us we must do to be able to enter the gates of the eternal city? President David O. McKay told of a vision in which he saw a beautiful city, many people dressed in white, and the Savior. The city, I understood, was the Savior's. It was the city eternal, and the people following Him were to abide there in peace and eternal happiness. But who were they? As if the Savior read my thoughts, He answered by pointing to a semicircle that then appeared above them, and on which were written in gold the words, "These are they who have overcome the world, who have truly been born again." Cherished experiences from the writings of President David O. McKay, page 60. Conclusion. Point out that the New Testament ends with a message of great hope. Prophets like John the Revelator have seen the things that are to come and have told us of the blessings we will receive if we remain righteous and endure to the end. Testify that the righteous will triumph at the end of the world. Encourage class members to take courage and hope from this knowledge as they stand against wickedness and seek to overcome the obstacles of this life. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. The dangers of setting our hearts on worldly possessions. Revelation chapter 18, verses 11 through 18, teaches that the wicked will mourn the loss of their worldly possessions and be amazed that a great worldly kingdom could be destroyed in a brief time. When have you seen worldly possessions destroyed or lost in a brief amount of time? What are the dangers of setting our hearts on worldly things? In what ways do worldly things distract us from spiritual things? 2. The First Resurrection. Have a class member read Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. To help class members understand these verses, share the following information on the next page. The first resurrection, or the resurrection of the just, will begin at the Savior's second coming. Those who will receive a celestial or terrestrial reward will come forward in this resurrection. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 98 through 99. The second resurrection, or the resurrection of the unjust, will not begin until the end of the millennium. Those who will receive a telestial reward and the sons of perdition will come forward in this resurrection. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 100 through 102. 3. The seven seals in the book of Revelation. The following chart provides additional information about each of the seven seals. The chart may also be useful in understanding the structure of the book of Revelation. Note that events are listed chronologically according to the time periods in which they occurred. They should not be confused with the dispensations of the gospel. The chart has two columns. The first column, seal. The second column, major events. First seal, major events. The creation and fall of Adam, the ministry of Enoch, and the translation of his city into heaven. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. Second seal, major event, Noah and the flood. Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 through 4. Third seal, major events, ministries of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Moses. The Exodus, the period of reign by judges. Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 through 6. Fourth seal, major events, the period of reign by kings. The division of the kingdom, the conquering of the kingdoms. Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. Fifth seal, major events, the birth, ministry, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the establishment of his church, and the ministry of the apostles, martyrdom of the apostles, the apostasy. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Sixth seal, major events, continuation of the apostasy, restoration of the gospel through the prophet Joseph Smith, signs of the times manifest. Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through 17, and Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. Seventh seal, major events, wars, plagues, and desolation, second coming of the Lord. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 through Revelation chapter 19, verse 21. Millennium of peace. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Satan loose for a season, the last great battle, and the final judgment. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 15. After the seventh seal, major event, the earth is celestialized. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through Revelation chapter 22, verse 6. Point out that the first five seals are covered in 11 verses. The sixth seal is covered in 14 verses, and the seventh seal is covered in 226 verses. What does this emphasis teach us? Point out that John gave the most attention to the events of our time period and the one to come. The book of Revelation was written for our day, and our lives will be blessed as we study it and prepare for the second coming of the Savior. End of lesson 46. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.